The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 2nd of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Dr. Spock, Benjamin Spock, born New Haven, 1903. His Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care came out in 1946. It was a bestseller for years. He'd been a pediatrician for 10 years before he wrote his book. He was dissatisfied with previous parenting guidebooks, which told parents to be stern with their children. A very popular one by Dr. John B. Watson included the advice, never, never kiss your child, never hold it in your lap, never rock its carriage. Dr. Spock encouraged parents to be affectionate and to follow their own instincts. The first sentence of his book was, "You know more than you think you do." It's the birthday of the man who wrote the lines, "My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart." He wrote, "Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own." Lawrence Hart, born 1895 in Harlem, New York City. It's the birthday of the humorist Jerome K. Jerome, born in Walsall, England, 1859, who said, "It is so pleasant to come across people more stupid than ourselves. We love them at once for being so." Jerome K. Jerome, who said, "Idleness, like kisses, to be sweet, must be stolen." And it was on this day in 1611 that the first edition of the King James Bible was published in England. A chaotic time in England, King James thought a new translation of the Bible might help to hold the country together. There had been several already, and each version had different proponents. He wanted to come out with a definitive one. Appointed a committee of 54 linguists to do it. They started work in 1604. They started to work collaboratively in 1607. The book went to press in 1610 and came out in 1611. The book that gave us so many turns of phrase that we still use today, "The Land of the Living," "Sour grapes, like a lamb to slaughter, the salt of the earth, the apple of his eye, give up the ghost, and the valley of the shadow of death." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled "The Quarter." Maybe the problem is that I got involved with the wrong crowd of gods when I was 7. At first, they weren't harmful and only showed themselves as fish, birds, especially herons and loons, turtles, a bobcat, and a small bear, but not deer and rabbits, who only offered themselves as food. And maybe I spent too much time inside the water of lakes and rivers. Underwater seemed like the safest church I could go to. And sleeping outside that young might have seeped too much dark into my brain and bones. It was not for me to ever recover. The other day, I found a quarter in the driveway I lost at the Mecosta State Fair in 1947 and missed out on 5 rides, including the Ferris wheel and the Tilt-A-Whirl. I sat in anger for hours in the bull barn, mourning my lost quarter on which the entire tragic history of Earth is written. I looked up into the holes of the bulls' massive noses and at the brass rings puncturing their noses, which allowed them to be led. It would have been an easier life if I had allowed a ring in my nose. But so many years later, I still find the spore of the gods here and there, but never in the vicinity of quarters. "The Quarter," a poem by Jim Harrison, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.